This morning on WCHL, Carborough aldermen have pushed back the decision on how to fill Mayor-elect Lily Lavelle's seat in the board until December. Thanksgiving is just around the corner, which means kitchens are preparing for the increased activity. And with that comes the threat of fire.
What you're trying to do is to get the heat out of the tissue so that the burn is not made any deeper. And then, of course, wrap it in a clean, dry dressing.
And Dean Smith will ceremoniously receive his Medal of Freedom today from President Barack Obama. WCHL plans to have the live broadcast. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, Ontario football team is 5-5 now. Head coach Larry Fedora continues to preach the one-week-at-a-time mantra, and the critics are keeping quiet these days. Archansky has the day off, but D.G. Martin will be along later on in the hour to reflect on November 22nd, 1963. That's coming up this hour in WCHL.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, we have 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, 36 in Carborough, also 37 this morning in Hillsborough. Partly sunny today, look for a high today in the low 50s. Two pedestrians have died this week in separate accidents here in Orange County. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
A man was struck and killed by a car just before 6:30 yesterday evening as he walked along Bethel Hickory Grove Church Road, 5 miles west of Carborough. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The woman driving the car that hit him was reportedly uninjured. The State Highway Patrol is investigating the accident. This marks the second pedestrian death in Orange County in 3 days. On Sunday morning, shortly after 9 o'clock, a man walking along railroad tracks on Buckhorn Road east of Mebane was hit by an Amtrak passenger train. The Carolinian was carrying 118 passengers from Charlotte to New York. No other injuries were reported. At this time, authorities have not released the name of either victim. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our legendary Carolina basketball coach Dean Smith is set to receive his Presidential Medal of Freedom today. President Barack Obama will present the honor to Smith and 15 others at the White House. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL will have live on-air coverage of the ceremony starting at about noon, possibly a little earlier. And we're getting reports now it might take place as early as 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. We will let you know. And we will also present wrap-up coverage with on-site reporters from Carolina Connection. On the court, Dean Smith won a couple of national championships. And when he retired, he was the winningest coach in college basketball history. But it's the humble man's work away from the sport that truly set him apart and deems Dean Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. Taking a stand at a time when many high-profile figures chose to sit on the sidelines, Smith used his position as UNC's basketball coach to advocate for civil rights. In fact, Smith recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete and helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process in the 1960s. He's done many other things as well and stood up for a variety of other causes that he believed in. Many of his players called Dean Smith a second father, and the Carolina basketball family is legendary. His leadership of these young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate over the years. Linnea Smith, the wife of Coach Smith, says he will not attend the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony at the White House today. In an interview with WNCN in Raleigh, Dr. Linnea Smith said attempts were underway at that time to figure out how to get her husband to the presentation, but she added that traveling is difficult for him now. You can read this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Again, we plan to bring the presentation to Dean Smith of the Presidential Medal of Freedom to you live right here on WCHL. Later in the day, perhaps as late as noon, perhaps as early as 11 o'clock. We're not sure exactly. Times tend to change when things take place at the White House, and we'll let you know as we get closer to that event. A 17-year-old died while in the custody of a Durham police officer early Tuesday. SBI agents are trying right now to determine how the boy's death occurred. That's according to WRAL. Officer Samuel Duncan was transporting Jesus Huerta to Durham Police Headquarters just before 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday to pick up a warrant charging the teen with second-degree trespassing. Police said when Duncan arrived in the station's parking lot, he heard a loud noise in the car. He then jumped out of the vehicle. The patrol car rolled into a nearby van with Huerta in the back seat. Police Chief Jose Lopez said in a statement that the preliminary investigation did not indicate that any Durham police officer fired a weapon during the incident. Where his body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office in Raleigh for an autopsy. The police department's professional standards division and homicide unit are also investigating the incident. Duncan, who joined the police department in July of last year, has been put on administrative leave with pay, but that's not any admission of anything that he did wrong. It's just standard procedure. Carborough Aldermen voted unanimously last night to schedule a special session on December 10th for the purpose of deciding how to fill the upcoming vacancy on the board. When Lenny Lavelle was sworn in as mayor in Carborough on December 3rd, she's going to leave an empty seat on the board. The Aldermen must choose to fill that vacancy by appointment or at a special election held during the May primary. Although they also have the option to hold a separate townwide special election before May, board members last week ruled that out as too expensive. Carborough's special election this past March to fill Dan Coleman's seat cost the town about $18,000. A lot of people said that was excessive and should not have taken place. Damon Siles was the sole candidate for the job, and he won with 232 votes. Prior to that, the last vacancy filled on the board was that of Mark Chilton, the current mayor who, like Lavelle, left the seat open when he was elected mayor of Carborough in 2005. According to the town's charter, the board has to launch the replacement process at the first meeting after a seat becomes vacant. The son of North Carolina State Senate leader Phil Berger wants to leave the courthouse and head for Congress. Phil Berger Jr. planned to kick off his bid for the Republican nomination for the 6th Congressional District seat today at a middle school in Rockingham County. He wants to succeed GOP U.S. Representative Howard Coble, who announced earlier this month his retirement after his 15th term. Berger has been the Rockingham County District Attorney for the past 7 years. He's currently president of the North Carolina Conference of District Attorneys. Other Republicans are expected to enter the GOP primary for the 6th District, which encompasses portion of the Triad, Triangle, and several counties along the North Carolina border, for the most part, the western part of the state. As we get ready to fire up our kitchens for Thanksgiving cooking, there are some safety tips to keep you and your family safe. The kitchen tops the list as the most likely place for house fires and burn injuries. According to the National Fire Protection Association, WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Ernest Grant, coordinator of the North Carolina J.C. Burn Center at UNC Hospitals, has several recommendations to help keep everyone safe this holiday season. To reduce burn and fire hazards, he suggests wearing short-sleeve shirts or rolling up sleeves while cooking. The goal is to keep fabric away from oven coils or stove burners, including items such as oven mitts, pot holders, and dish towels. If a grease fire occurs, Grant says to leave or place a lid on top of the pan. The worst thing you can do is to allow oxygen back into the pan, as that will cause the fire to reignite or grow larger.
The best thing to do is to put a lid on top of the pan and leave it there for at least a good 15 to 20 minutes, turn off the burner, and move the pan to another section of the stove.
The leading cause of kitchen fires is unattended cooking, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Accidents involving a turkey deep fryer are also the cause of many injuries.
Frying the turkey, either using peanut oil or cotton oil, that is a very, very high temperature. And, of course, just the slightest little bit of water can begin to cause a significant reaction. Anyone who may be very close, there could be, the oil splattering out of the fryer and, of course, causing some significant burns to the individual.
And because every accident can't be prevented, Grant says the best way to treat a minor burn is to immediately run cool water over the injury for 3 to 5 minutes. To treat minor burns, avoid old-fashioned remedies like butter or mustard, which can hold in the heat, or ice, which can do more harm to the already sensitive tissue. Grant advises to keep a well-stocked emergency kit on hand. He adds to check smoke and fire alarms to also ensure that all are working properly and to purchase a fully charged Class B or ABC-type fire extinguisher. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A special programming note on WCHL. Carolina will take on Old Dominion this Saturday at 12 noon in Keenan Stadium. As always, make sure you tune in to WCHL for all your exclusive pregame coverage. And even stop by and see us at Rams Plaza Live between 9 and 11. We'll have Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare from 9 to 10. And from 10 to 11, it is The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. And if you don't have your tickets to the game yet, Carolina's taking on Old Dominion. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and get entered before noon this Friday. We'll give away a pair of tickets to the game. And you could be there to see the Tar Heels take on Old Dominion on Saturday. But again, get registered WCHL's Facebook page before noon on Friday. We'll give away the tickets in the afternoon on Friday, and you could be our winner. And if you're a football fan, the Chapelboro College Pick'em Contest is winding down now with only a couple of weekends left of games to pick. You can still join me, Art Chansky, Rand Northam, Aaron Keck, and others here at the radio station by playing on chapelboro.com. Each week, you can choose the winner of 10 select college games. And we also ask you to pick the score of the Carolina game, whoever they're playing that week. And that's used as a tiebreaker. Even if you've not played at all this season, weekly prizes are given to the top contestants, so you can still sign up to play and win. Just do it 1 week. That's fine. Go to chapelboro.com and slash huddle up to play. Tar Heels are going for 5 wins in a row on Saturday. Can you pick the score and win a prize? And how about picking those other games? Join us on chapelboro.com, our special huddle up with a heel session, and you can be a winner there. It's 8:15 at WCHL, and time now to take a look at WCHL's traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. I'll tell you what, I made a coffee in there this morning, and I need to go to Cruisers and get a good cup because something happened to this pot. I don't know what happened. It's like, it feels like the straight coffee. No water. I mean, I don't know what in the world happened. Didn't do it any differently than I ever do, but, you know, that's what happened. When you go to Cruisers, you can always depend on it tasting great.
That's right.
All right? Not necessarily the WCHL kitchen.
Yeah, don't come here.
But Cruisers. All right, what's happening this morning on traffic?
Well, we're still seeing the same slowdowns. No accidents right now. No additional delays other than 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40. All seeing delays. Again, nothing major right now. Estes Drive is seeing a little bit of a delay between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Franklin Street. Surprise, surprise there. You might see some slowdowns as the school buses are on their way to school as well.
If it's never happened before.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
His name is Rand Northam, ladies and gentlemen, and he specializes in the news and traffic. All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by your friends at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today and select make juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mont Moriah Road. 37 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 35. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in 55. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with the low in the low 40s. On Friday, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high of about 60. This weekend, it looks like a chance of rain moving in here. 20% chance of rain on Friday night. 40% chance of rain all day Saturday and Saturday night. Still a chance of showers, 40%. And on Sunday, a little nicer day, sunny skies, with highs in below 40, so it's going to be a little bit on the chilly side. 8:18 at WCHL.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Believe it or not, Christmas decorations are hitting the stores earlier this year. It happens earlier and earlier every year, it seems. Black Friday deals not too far away. Black Friday, of course, the day after Thanksgiving on Friday. Not every store holds a sale on Black Friday, but many say they expect big traffic. The co-owner of Cameron's Gift Shop, Wendy Smith, they're in Carrboro now. She says the few days before Christmas are the busiest for their store, and the plans are this year to extend the hours.
Well, we, you know, in the past we were at University Mall and we just kept mall hours, but this year, being in our new location, we're going to try opening at 8 and we'll be open until 10.
Cameron's may not have a special sale on Black Friday, but Smith says that Saturday, the next day, is American Express's day to support small businesses.
Saturday is Small Business Saturday. It's a sort of a day that American Express started to encourage people to shop small businesses during the weekend of Thanksgiving. And so we'll offer some sort of deal that weekend.
Often retail stores with clothing will offer discounts or sales to move out some of their inventory during this time of the year. The sales manager at Fine Feathers at University Square, Pam Patterson, says their store will be offering discounts on a lot of their fashions.
We always have a sale after Thanksgiving, and it just coincides with the day after. So we'll be beginning our markdowns of 33 to 60% off.
Other stores that offer discounts throughout the year, like Dillard's at University Mall, say they won't be offering any special deals for Black Friday. Dillard's is now a discount store anyway, although many places wait until Black Friday itself, the day after Thanksgiving, to start their big sales for the holidays. Others, like Tanger Outlets and Home Depot, will offer sales before that. The general manager for Tanger Outlets in Mevin, Jeff Johnson, says his store plans on starting the sale, or his stores, I should say, plan on starting the sale right before Black Friday.
Pretty much kicking off our biggest sale of the year. We will be open from 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving night through 10 p.m. the following night on Friday. And then we will have stuff going on that the Saturday and Sunday, too, all during Black Friday weekend.
38 degrees, 820 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carrboro. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Earlier in the season, skeptics were criticizing head coach Larry Fedora's philosophies. They were calling into question everything the coach was doing, and they've grown quiet now. Tar Heels have won 4 in a row. They're now 5-5 on the season, playing really well. But Coach Fedora just keeps taking it one week at a time. Nothing's changed.
The Tar Heel football team is certainly riding high these days. The locker room is full of great camaraderie, and the practice fields display focus and confidence. That's what a four-game winning streak can do. Earlier in the season, Carolina was finding ways to lose games, but Coach Fedora says the chemistry of the team has changed, and he sees a greater level of trust among teammates that is translating into victories.
A lot of it has to do with the chemistry of your football team, and as this team has grown throughout the season and through all the adversity that we've overcome, you grow closer as a team, you start trusting each other a little bit more, you care more about each other because all the work and all the effort that you're putting into it, you just give a little bit more. And when you do that, usually good things happen.
Coach Fedora says you can trace the dramatic momentum shift for his squad back to not a win, but the bitter Thursday night home loss to Miami.
You go back to that Miami game when our guys played extremely hard and their guts were ripped out from them in that locker room. But you sensed after that, they started finding ways to make those plays. And I think it's just probably just giving a little bit more each and every play.
So is Coach Fedora motivating the Tar Heels this week with the bowl prize that awaits them with a win over Old Dominion? No way. He says he hasn't talked about postseason eligibility up to this point, so he won't be changing things up now.
It'll be 1-0, because I hadn't talked about it in the last 4 weeks, so I'm not going to talk about it now. So, these guys, they know what's going on. They understand, but they know when they come in this building where our focus is going to be.
One of the scariest aspects of Saturday for Carolina will no doubt be the dynamic play of Monarch quarterback Taylor Heinick. Coach Fedora says Heinick is a smart signal caller who makes something happen almost every play.
He is really headsy, makes a lot of plays. We noticed that as an offensive staff watching crossover film, the other teams, and you're seeing him, and he was... He can extend plays. He's very knowledgeable. He's completing over 70% of his passes. He makes something happen almost on every play.
The youth movement of these Tar Heels has been well documented in recent weeks, with 28 of Carolina's 36 touchdowns being scored by freshmen or sophomores. Coach Fedora believes a lot of the young guys are finally getting adjusted to the speed of the college game, and he says all the success is feeding their confidence.
The speed of the game is different. You know, where in high school, when you made this cut, you went the distance, and now you make this cut and you get 4 yards, and that plays with your mind, you know. And so now I think that they're finally becoming comfortable, and again, now they're all realizing, oh, I can make plays. You know, I want to do it. And so they're all fighting to get out there and make the next big play.
Who will be the next young Tar Heel to step up into the spotlight? We'll find out this Saturday at high noon. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's coverage of Carolina's football game between Carolina and Old Dominion will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. We'll be broadcasting live over at Rams Plaza in Chapel Hill. Today is a very special day. Those of us who know Coach Dean Smith, the legendary Tar Heel basketball coach, is set to receive his Presidential Medal of Freedom today at the White House. You may listen to a show called Carolina Connection on WCHL Saturday mornings at 8:30 during the academic year. The Carolina Connection is a show produced for and by Carolina students. Zach Mayo, one of the hosts of Carolina Connection, is with us now, and Zach is at the White House. He will set the scene for what's going to happen a little later today. Zach, thanks for joining us. Zach Mayo, are you there? Well, I can hear lots of noise in the background. I know he's there. He's at the White House, and he will be reporting today after today's ceremony, kind of a wrap-up of what happened there as the Presidential Medal of Freedom is presented. Let's try one more time. Zach Mayo at the White House. Zach, are you there? Well, I don't know what's going on, but Zach is there, and we've lost our connection with him. But we're going to have a special live presentation on the air of the ceremony starting, we first heard, at noon. And then we have heard since then that that ceremony may be moved up a little bit to as early as 11 o'clock today. And we'll also plan to have wrap-up coverage with on-site reporters, including Zach Mayo from Carolina Connection. They are there at the White House, and they will tell you what's going on. Lots of things happening at the White House today. President Barack Obama will present the honor to Coach Smith and 15 other very deserving people at the White House. And we're presenting live coverage because this is so special right here in our community. Zach Mayo is there now, and let's try again. He is here, Carolina Connection. Zach, what's going on up there right now?
Well, you know, first of all, beautiful morning in Washington, standing right outside the White House. Of course, we still have a little bit more time before anything really starts happening. Right now, the rough plan is about 11 o'clock is when, you know, we're going to be allowed to enter the Palm Room, and that is where Obama will be giving out the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
This is so much more, Dean Smith, so much more than a basketball coach. Everybody knows the fact that, you know, he has worked hard to make things better, not just for his basketball team and the basketball program, but in life. He's had so much of an effect on the issue of civil rights in our community and nationwide. And I think his reputation really is pretty much known all over the country.
Well, absolutely. And you got to remember, the Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest civilian honor that the president can give somebody. And so, you know, you look at the list of the ones being awarded today, I mean, Bill Clinton, Oprah, you know, Dean Smith is just one of many very, very distinguished people in, not just in, you know, in their local areas, but in the nation as well. And I think that I would agree, Dean Smith is definitely being honored today, not for his accomplishments on the basketball court, but, you know, everything he's done as a person, always doing the right thing, civil rights, you know, obviously the integration. You know, it's really just his whole story, I think, is what brought him to this honor today.
Everybody has been talking about whether Coach Smith is there today to receive the award or to be there in attendance, but we're not really sure if he will, but Dr. Linnea Smith and other members of the family will be there for sure. They are awfully proud, and I know it's going to be an emotional presentation, Zach. And thank you very much for being there and being our eyes and ears at the White House. And we will be talking with you in the middle of the day.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
That is Zach Mayo at the White House. And the Presidential Medal of Freedom to be presented to Coach Smith and 15 others at the White House today. We plan to have live on-air coverage of the ceremony. We're not sure exactly of the time. We originally heard noon, maybe a little earlier than that, but stay tuned at WCHL and we will let you know. And Carolina Connection is there to give you perspective on what is happening today at the White House. Very special ceremonies. 8:29 at WCHL. Art Chansky has the day off. I'm Ron Stutz.
I talk to you every month about our award-winning sales teams, but I rarely mention our service team and the outstanding benefits of servicing your car or truck with us at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. Performance service fact number one, we can service any make or model, period. Performance service fact number two, we're an official North Carolina State Inspection Center. Yep, just like servicing any make or model, we can perform a state inspection on any vehicle. Wow! Performance service fact number three, we provide a free 27-point inspection with every visit to help you take the best care of your vehicle. Wow! Performance service fact number four, we have value service clubs for older vehicles with 100,000-plus miles. As a club member, you receive 15% off service and 10% off parts and accessories. Wow! We even offer car service, whereby we'll pick up your car, service it, return it to you clean and trouble-free. Give us a try. I promise you'll be wowed. Plus, bring 5 non-perishable food items to your service appointment, and we'll give you 15% off. All food donations benefit Family House in Chapel Hill.
Personalized calendars make great holiday gifts. A calendar of your pets, of your favorite vacations, of your childhood. There is simply no greater gift than being able to share special moments and memories through pictures year-round.
At the UPS Store, we are known for logistics, but we also have quality print finishing services. So to make your own personalized calendar, all you have to do is drop off or send us your pictures, and we'll do the rest. And now through November 22nd, get 25% off personalized color calendars at the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Central Dermatology Center treats cancers where it is important to conserve tissue and high-risk areas such as the ears, face, hands, and feet. Mohs micrographic surgery is a highly effective technique and can be covered by most insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. Dr. Beth Goldstein has been specializing in Mohs surgery since 2008. If you're concerned about a non-healing spot or changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center. Find out more at centralderm.net.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit LouiseBeckProperties.com for more information.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon-lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
Hi, this is Sean Sloan, owner of Twig. How many household products save you money, simplify your life, and reduce your impact on the environment? SodaStream home soda makers turn water into soda in seconds and save the environment with less waste from cans and bottles. At Twig, we offer SodaStream home soda makers, flavors, and exchange carbonators. Twig on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods, your convenience source for everything SodaStream.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's 80% off, $290 for a one-hour massage with a chiropractic consultation, available now for $59. A massage is a natural way to ease musculoskeletal pain. Massages can help improve flexibility, relieve tension, and more. Following your massage, the doctor will discuss your symptoms, examine your alignment, and perform a spinal correction. It's 80% off from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. It is 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, 37 in Carborough. Partly sunny today. Look for a high today in the low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 35. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with the highs in the middle 50s. It's 8:34 at WCHL.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Running a little behind schedule this morning at WCHL. Coming up, D.G. Martin's notebook. He will reflect on that fateful day. November 22nd, 1963, and if you were alive back then, you certainly remember the significance of that date. That's coming up on D.G. Martin's notebook. Two pedestrians have died this week in separate accidents that took place right here in Orange County. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
A man was struck and killed by a car just before 6:30 yesterday evening as he walked along Bethel Hickory Grove Church Road, 5 miles west of Carborough. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The woman driving the car that hit him was reportedly uninjured. The State Highway Patrol is investigating the accident. This marks the second pedestrian death in Orange County in 3 days. On Sunday morning, shortly after 9 o'clock, a man walking along railroad tracks on Buckhorn Road east of Mebane was hit by an Amtrak passenger train. The Carolinian was carrying 118 passengers from Charlotte to New York. No other injuries were reported. At this time, authorities have not released the name of either victim. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A young man, only 17 years old, died while he was in the custody of a Durham police officer early yesterday morning. SBI agents are trying right now to determine how the boy's death occurred. Officer Samuel Duncan was transporting Jesus Huerta to Durham Police Headquarters just before 3 a.m. to pick up a warrant charging the teen with second-degree trespassing. Police said when Duncan arrived in the station's parking lot, he heard a loud noise in the car. He then jumped out of the vehicle, and the patrol car rolled into a nearby van with Huerta in the back seat. Police Chief Jose Lopez said in a statement that the preliminary investigation did not indicate that any Durham police officer fired a weapon during the incident. Huerta's body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office in Raleigh for an autopsy. The police department's professional standards division and homicide unit are also investigating. Duncan, who joined the police department in July of 2012, has been put on administrative leave with pay, which is standard procedure. Carborough Alderman voted unanimously last night to schedule a special session on December 10th for the purpose of deciding how to fill the upcoming vacancy on the board. When Lily Lavelle gets sworn in as mayor of Carborough on December 3rd, she's going to leave an empty seat on the board, and the aldermen have to choose to fill that vacancy by appointment or at a special election held during the May primary. Although they also have the option to hold a separate townwide special election before May, board members just last week ruled that out. They said it was too expensive. Carborough's special election this past March to fill Dan Coleman's seat cost the town about $18,000. A lot of people criticized that. Damon Siles was the only candidate. He won with 232 votes. Prior to that, the last vacancy filled on the board was that of Mark Chilton, who, like Lavelle, left a seat open when he was elected mayor in 2005. According to the town's charter, the board has to launch the replacement process at the first meeting after a seat becomes vacant. And there's no surprise here, but the university has sent letters of permanent disassociation to former Tar Heel football players Marvin Austin, Greg Little, and Robert Quinn for NCAA violations that led to criminal charges against five people for violating the state sports agent law. The letters dated November 15th prohibit those three players from contacting current UNC athletes, bar them from the Keenan Football Center or other campus athletic facilities, and they're also prohibited now from providing recruiting or financial assistance for athletics. The players missed the entire 2010 season for accepting improper benefits, including cash and travel accommodations. That led to NCAA sanctions against the program and recent charges against five people for violating the state's Uniform Athlete Agents Act. It all began with a tweet from Marvin Austin, as you may recall. Now, Marvin Austin, Greg Little, and Robert Quinn, those three players have been sent letters of permanent disassociation. The school released the letters yesterday in response to public records requests from media outlets. WCHL News Time, 8:38. We're going to check in with D.G. Martin coming up next.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
With New Year's resolutions, ever noticed how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $2,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. BMW's $2,000 holiday credit plus other great incentives such as $500 loyalty cash, parking a new BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. Hurry into Performance BMW for the Happier New Year event. Make a resolution that doesn't involve giving up something you love. As the three-year volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Dealer retains holiday credit and any other incentive which are model specific. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before November 30th, 2013.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend. It's 38 degrees in Chapel Hill, 840 at WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Where were you when you heard that President Kennedy had been shot? The most Americans who were alive on Friday afternoon, November 22nd, 1963, can tell you exactly where they were, what they were doing, and when they got that awful news. And I sure remember that early afternoon when I was playing volleyball with fellow members of the 801st Intelligence Detachment at the corner of the area of Fort Bragg Smoke Bomb Hill that had been assigned to the 5th Special Forces Group. Somebody came out of our unit's office to say, hey, something's happened to the president. Well, we kept on playing. We didn't appreciate how serious that something might turn out to be. But we were already anxious because Kennedy had a close relationship with the Special Forces, and people in our unit, some of them, remembered that he was our friend. Kennedy had appreciated the role of behind-lines guerrillas, and he was also facing the challenges of developing a capacity to train local forces for counterinsurgency operations. So after a visit to Fort Bragg in 1961, Kennedy is the one who gave the Special Forces authority to wear the Green Berets, and that's what became their trademark. And he ordered an increase in size from 800 soldiers to about 5,000 of them. And if it hadn't been for those two decisions, I would have never worn a Green Beret. But the expansion of the Special Forces opened the door for some of us who never would have made it earlier or later. And so when I arrived at Fort Bragg in the late summer of 1963, there was a shortage of berets, and the only one I could find really didn't fit. It flopped all over and looked silly to others, but I didn't care. It was my Green Beret. Well, back to the president situation. When we in that volleyball game learned how serious it was, we stopped. We gathered around a radio to follow the news from Dallas. I was thinking back, and I remembered the words of hatred I'd heard about Kennedy the year before at college graduation, when parents of some of my classmates ranted about the evil course the president was taking. He's worse than Franklin Roosevelt, they agreed. And then A few months earlier during training, a fellow student officer of mine from the Deep South made no secret of his disrespect. He talked about his hatred for Kennedy and how he would welcome the opportunity to kill him and would thereby become a hero in his mind. For a moment, there on that volleyball court, I wondered if that young officer might have had something to do with what was happening in Dallas, and I felt very guilty for not reporting his disloyal remarks when I heard them. Well, finally, we learned that the president was dead, and I assumed that our commander would cancel a party that he planned for that evening. But that commander had been around for a long time, and in his experience in wartime, death was routine, and when it happened, you had to soldier on. So the party went on, but none of us could shake the weight of the gloom that sunk down on us. Remember that day? I will never forget. This is D.G. Martin.
Gosh. A lot of stuff came out of that remembrance from D.G. Martin, number one, that, you know, it was such an impactful thing that happened. I remember where I was coming out of ninth grade, coming out of the end of the school day, and somebody's mother was sitting there in the car waiting on their student, waiting on her student, her son or daughter, to come out, and she said, she had the radio on with the window down, and she said, the president has been shot. I went over immediately to the car and listened to the report on the radio and was stunned like everybody else. And it was just, everything felt so silent. It was really, really a day that had a huge impact on everybody. And of course, later on we found out the president was dead. And it was a day that changed everything, because not long after that we had the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Robert Kennedy, the president's younger brother. And it just seems like America changed that day. It was really a sad day looking back on it. Another thing you may have found out about from that report from D.G. Martin is that D.G. Martin was a Green Beret. Absolutely, he was. And thank you, D.G., for serving our country. It's 8:45 at WCHL. Coming up, we still have a commentary in the way from Leap of Owl in just a moment here. It talks about how great it is to be in Chapel Hill, but it's not perfect. That is on the way. Also, today's WCHL hometown hero is Terry Klein. You'll hear about her in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company, Carborough's premier adventure outfitters. It's the time of year to give thanks. To help us express appreciation for our amazing local outdoor adventure areas, join us at Wilson Park in Carborough on Saturday, November 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. for our Bolin Creek cleanup party. To thank all participants, we will celebrate a cleaner trail with cider and cookies, as well as awesome raffle prizes, including a new pair of hiking boots from Anu. Visit our Facebook page for more information, or just meet us on the 23rd at 2 p.m. at Wilson Park. See you there.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to announce the addition of Catherine Clark and Cindy Goodman to my sales staff. Catherine and Cindy come to Tony Hall & Associates with years of experience in the Chapel Hill real estate market. Contact us today for professional real estate service at 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays. But not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale. Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. All taste great, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. Now let's check mid-morning traffic. I started to say late morning. It's not really late morning, but late in our show. Ran north.
Late in the commuting schedule, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
People, I get where you're going.
Almost where they're going.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard northbound from Franklin Street up to Estes Drive, seeing some delays this morning. Heavy at times, so be on the lookout there. Otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some delays. The 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road seeing some delays right now, and I-40 between NC-751 and Fayetteville seeing some delays right now as well. Again, none of these very major, just some minor slowdowns you might see in those areas. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Hey, listen, we'll be talking to you a little bit later on. Of course, don't forget, everybody, in the middle of the day, Presidential Medal of Freedom presented to Dean Smith, 15 other very deserving folks, including Oprah,
right?
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
I mean, this is a pretty heavy list.
That's right. That's, and it's sure, the 50th anniversary of, I just read this, 50th anniversary of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It was John F. Kennedy who signed it 50 years ago.
Wow.
Signed it into, I guess, not law, but signed the Presidential Medal of Freedom into a thing that's going to happen every year.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. So,
that's right.
Dean Smith's family will be there, and
exactly.
I know that they're awfully proud. And
Coach Williams.
And we're proud as well.
Very much so.
Thank you so much, Rand. Talk to you in a little while here. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Carolina Football. You know, there's a big football game coming up on Saturday, Carolina and Old Dominion. Next to last game of the season in the regular season for Carolina. Tar Heels just need one more win to become bowl eligible. They're 5-5 now. Win tickets to Saturday's game against Old Dominion by going to WCHL's Facebook page and registering to win. It's just that easy. And don't forget to experience Tar Heel Town at Bell Tower Park right before the game. Now, you can go to the Facebook page and register between now and 12 noon on Friday. Now, on Friday, Friday afternoon, we'll be doing the drawing for all those people who have registered, and somebody's going to win. It could be you. 39 degrees in Chapel Hill. Finally, temperature inching up a little bit. Partly sunny, high today in the low 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 35. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy after midnight. Overnight, low in the low 40s. Friday, a nice sunny day for the most part with a high of about 60. Unfortunately, there's a 20% chance of rain on Friday night, 40% chance of rain on Saturday and Saturday night. 850 WCHL. And now we're presenting Leap of Owl with today's commentary.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Leap of Owl. Despite the debates we all hear of late, I think we already are doing a great job. Being one of the best places in America to live, work, and raise a family isn't easy. Excellence is a tough standard to uphold, and frankly, when there are problems, they're magnified through an uncomfortably large lens. Chapel Hill is unique in many ways. It offers the culture and intellectual life of a major city while being surrounded by fields and farms that haven't changed in 100 years. People who come here to see leaves change end up seeing their lives change. Many decide to stay, and it makes sense. In Orange County, the history of our region and its future meet. People of every nationality, faith, and beliefs live and work here, not because they have to. It's not the only place to live, but because they want to, because it's a multicultural and inclusive environment. Unfortunately, we're not unique in being spared a measure of some of the jarring changes happening throughout the world, and we won't be able to achieve something the rest of the world can. Smooth sailing, sunny skies, a theme park perfection, day in and day out. But as we remain committed to our students and schools and to a progressive ideal that honors the environment and the individual, Chapel Hill will do as it always has done, its best. This is Lee Pavel.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
This is Charles House, owner of University Florist, wishing you and your family the happiest of holidays this year and into the next. Did you know the University Florist has been on Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill for over 65 years? That means for decades we have been creating gorgeous Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and Christmas holiday florals which exceed the expectations of our customers. I like to say we have gifts and flowers for all reasons and all seasons, and that's especially true this holiday season. Give us a call at 929-1119 for this year's holiday inspiration. University Florist, downtown on Franklin Street.
Well, thank you, Charles. It is 8:53 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answers to those questions. The word of the day on WCHL, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call one more time if you'd like to win a $10 gift card from Cruisers is 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Let me introduce you to today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Terry Klein, Development Director of the National NPS Society. Terry, first of all, what does NPS stand for?
Well, NPS is short for a very long name called mucopolysaccharidosis. It is a disease that affects children, and it's very basic in science for what is wrong with the children. They have an enzyme that's missing in their lysosome in order for the cell to process properly.
How many children are affected by this disease?
These are rare diseases, and so we have possibly about 1 in 25,000 that are affected by these diseases worldwide. But we have a number of diseases that are more prevalent with kids than others.
Are there treatments available?
Well, that's the exciting thing right now. The National NPS Society is located right here in the Raleigh-Durham area, and we do serve all of the population nationwide. We have one office that serves the country, and it's right here. With the research funding that we've been able to develop, we do have four treatments. We have three treatments, and one is in clinical trial right now that we're very excited about, but we still have some treatments for kids. We don't have treatments for some of the children still, mm-hmm. but we do have four.
Now, you work for the National NPS Society, but also I know this is a cause that is very near to your heart. Tell us about your family's association with this.
We weren't expecting to be here. Mm-hmm. I had a different background, but my daughter is affected by one of these NPS-related diseases that the society supports. It is a disease that does not have a treatment yet, unfortunately. It's a little trickier. She doesn't have an enzyme missing. Her enzymes are stuck outside the cell wall, and it's a trafficking issue. Again, it's basic in science, but very difficult to achieve. We are here at UNC because UNC happens to be one of the hub hospitals in the country. And we are able to see, not only have my daughter see some of the best doctors in the world, but we also get to see a number of families that come into the area. And that's why we're located in this area.
Sometimes when life deals you lemons, you make lemonade. Terry Klein didn't start out to do this, but a family issue became something that has taken over her life, really. Not just looking after her own daughter, but helping others with the same affliction.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, and thanks for being such an excellent spokesperson
for the
organization.
If you'd like to help those affected with this disease or otherwise get involved, go to mpssociety.org. And congratulations, Terry Klein, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
The word of the day on WCHL from Wayne Pond is finesse. He used it as a verb, finesse, F-I-N-E-S-S-E, means to bring about, to manage by adroit maneuvering. Skillful maneuvering. It can also be used as an adjective to describe someone, like you say, a finesse player, a basketball player who has a great deal of skill, and he's a finesse player. He goes about and, you know, generally avoids contact, but as opposed to a power player. Our winner of the day is Florine Funk, who called in with the word of the day on WCHL. Florine always knows those words. She's a finesse person, that's for sure. It's 8:57 at WCHL.
Personalized calendars make great holiday gifts. A calendar of your pets, of your favorite vacations, of your childhood. There is simply no greater gift than being able to share special moments and memories through pictures year-round.
At the UPS store, we are known for logistics, but we also have quality print finishing services. So to make your own personalized calendar, all you have to do is drop off or send us your pictures, and we'll do the rest. And now through November 22nd, get 25% off personalized color calendars at the UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and Fordham Boulevard.
Lloyd Tire at 730 Hillsborough Street, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Big Apple Basketball Giveaway, has served Chapel Hill and Carrboro since 1984. Lloyd Tire carries Continental and most other major brands and is more than just tires. Lloyd offers all major automotive service and repairs and prides itself on the integrity of its business and employees, including three military veterans. You will get an honest appraisal and estimate at the most competitive prices. Stop by Lloyd Tire in Alignment at 730 Hillsborough Street, serving Chapel Hill and Carrboro for 30 years.
There are only two home games left in the 2013 Carolina football season, and you don't want to miss any of the action. Be there this Saturday at beautiful Kenan Stadium as the Tar Heels host Old Dominion at 12 noon. Before the game, join Coach Fedora and the team for the victory walk at 9:30. And don't miss the Mason Lovett Band performing live at Tar Heel Town. Get there early and stay late for Tar Heel football. Tickets are still available. Visit GoHeels.com for yours today.
And don't forget, you can win tickets. Go to WCHL's Facebook page.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. 39 degrees, partly sunny today. High today in the low 50s tonight. Partly cloudy with a low 35. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the middle 50s. A chance of rain coming for the weekend.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.